Be'ez Hashem Mizbeuch, we begin Hilchas Sefer Torah, in the middle of the Halachas of Stam, the Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah, in the Sefer Hava of the Book of Love, which this is the Perek, should be the 7th chapter. In this Perek, the Rambam discussed regarding the writing of the Sefer Torah. Rambam gives a halacha regarding that this is a mitzvah on every single person. Mitzvah saseh al kol ish ve'ish mi'Yisrael. Mitzvah on every single man of the Jewish people. Lichtav Sefer Torah la'atma, to write a Torah scroll for himself. Rambam says in the Pasuk in the Devarim. Va'ata, now, kisv l'chem ha'sashira, write for yourself the song. Now, kolim, in other words, kisv l'chem Torah means write for yourself a Sefer Torah. She'yesh b'shirazu, that has this shira, this song of Hazinu, which we call Parsha Hazinu. Now, the reason is because it's Lefisha and Kismin, that's the Torah parashas, parashas. You cannot write the Torah just an independent parasha. If it's telling you to write the Shira, must be that means to say to write the whole Sefer Torah, that the Shira is Hazinu, is inside of that. Now, Vav Bishanichol Avoyso Sefer Torah, even though his father's left over him a Torah scroll, Mitzah Lichta Mishalei, it's a Mitzah to write it from his own. Now, if he writes it with his own hand, it's as if he received it from Har Sinai. Now, Vimeni Dei Lichta, he doesn't know how to write himself, Achim Kismin, he has others write it for him. Whoever fixes, corrects the Sefer Torah, even one letter, it's like as if he wrote the whole thing, because with that one missing or mistaken letter, it makes it possible. So it's like as if he wrote the whole Sefer Torah. Halacha Beis, regarding the specific mitzvah on a king. The Hamelech, and the king, mitzvah Allah, it is a mitzvah on him, lichta Sefer Torah echel atzmi, to write an independent Sefer Torah for himself, l'shem Hamelech, for the purpose of being a king. Yes, I'll say for Shia like Shohedid, more than the Torah scroll that he has to write himself when he was a regular person. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in the bottom, oh yeah, it's going to be cheshivta al kis mamlacht, when he's sitting on his throne of his of royalty, b'chosav le'i b'chagoyim, he's going to write to himself, it says, es a mishnah atera, that means to say, mishnah means double, a second Sefer Torah. They edited from the Torah scroll that's in the courtyard, based on the high court. Now, the Sefer Torah that he had when he was a regular person, that he puts away in his storehouse. Because of the one that he wrote, or was written from him, after he became king, a second one, that should always be with him. The Mitzvah Muhammad goes out to war, Sefer Torah Imash, have the Torah scroll with him. Nichnas, if he comes back in, Buhimah, it comes with him. Yeshua, when he's sitting in judgment, Buhimah, it's with him. Mesiv is reclining when he's eating, Buchanegda, it's opposite him. Shlomek says, Napasik, Vahisi, Ima, Yeshua, be with him, Akara, Bekoy, Mechai, you should read from it all the days of his life. Halacha Gimel. Lahoy, Loy, Sefer Torah, Kodim Shimlech. Let's say he didn't yet have the write his own Sefer Torah before he became king. So it comes out, after he becomes king, he has to write himself two Sefer Torah. One he'll leave in his storehouse, and the other one will constantly be with him. It should never be removed from him. Only at night time. Or when he goes into the bathhouse, or into the lavatory, or when he's sleeping in his bed, those are the only times he's not going to have the Sefer Torah with him. Halacha Dalad, regarding the way of writing a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah Shekhsavi Balei Sirta. The Torah scroll is written without ruling, which means without carving lines into the parchment. Or let's say some was written on Gvil, or Miktsas al Klaf, and some was written on Klaf, which we explained in Perek Alf. These are different ways of producing parchment. But if half is on half and half is on the other half, Pasuk can be invalid. And the reason is because it looks like two different Svar. Either totally on Gvil or totally on Klaf. Again, these are different ways of processing the hide of the animal. Now, how do you write the Sefer Torah? You should write the writing the most preferred and elevated way that's possible, the most beautiful. You should leave between every single word, the amount of the smallest letter, which is that of a yud, that's how much space you have to have between each word. Now, between the letters, the area of the literally a hair's breadth. And between every single line, Kamlai Shita, the amount of a line. Va'idach kol shita b'shita, and the length of every single line should be shleish ma'isiyos, the space of 30 letters. Kedei lichtav, the amount of writing, le'mishbach haseichem, plus 73 times, that's 30 letters. Now, v'zeh u'reichav kol daf v'daf, and this is the width of every single column. V'loitei shita katzachem ezeh, you shouldn't have any lines smaller than this. Kedei shleihei adaf ki geras, so that the column shouldn't be like a letter. And it shouldn't be longer than this, because then your eyes are going to be wandering in the writing. It's going to be too long of a line to be able to follow from line to line. Halacha hey, lo yemayit haksav. One should not minimize the writing, meaning to write very small and thin letters, meaning, because you have to leave a space of 9 letters worth between every single parasha, and if it's going to happen that he has a line that he's finishing a parasha and he's starting another parasha and there's a little bit space between them, he shouldn't write very small letters so that he could widen the gap so that he could have the space of 9 letters. No, one should be careful that it doesn't come to that situation. Now, what happens if this davenly teva bas chamash aisis? What happens if he has a word that's five letters long? And you only have like a little bit of space, shouldn't be writing two of the letters within the column and three of them out of the column. Rather, what you do is that you should write, don't have two of them in the column and three out, rather, you should write three letters within the column, two out of the column, that is something that can be done, but not three out of the column. Now, what happens if you don't have within the line the amount of writing? He said, you have five letters, you should write three in and two out, not two in and three out. What happens if you don't have the space of writing three letters? Then you leave that space open and start from the next line. You don't have three on the outside of the column. If what happens if you finish the line, but you're up to a word that has two letters worth, which we said two letters you could have from a five-letter word. No. Lo yizaken ben adapim, then you don't put it between the columns. El yachza tchas hashita, you go to the beginning of the next line. Nesdam lo b'teich hashita, what happens if it happens in middle of a line, you have a teva bas eser oisius, a word that's 10 letters long. Oy pochas oisius, or a little bit more, a little bit less. Now you don't have a space remaining in the line to write the whole word within the column. So it depends. If you could write half the word within the column and half it out of the column, then you could write them love. But if not, if you can't even get half inside the line, then just leave that remainder of the line open and start from the beginning of the next line. And you have to leave between the Sefer Torah has five chumash and there's Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamid, Bedvarim. So you leave between every single one of the fifth, chumash is a fifth, of the Svarim, Ar b'shitin penuyis b'leik siva, four empty lines without any writing in it, Leipachas b'leyesa, not less than four lines, not more than four lines. And v'yaskal chumash mitchila shita chamishas. And you start the next chumash from the beginning of that fifth line. When you finish the whole Torah, you have to finish in the middle of the line on the bottom of the column. Now, what happens if the Nishman Adav Sheet and Harbor? What happens if you have left over from the column many rows? So what you do is Mikatsav Oila. What you try to do is you try to do a little bit less. Umaschim Metchilas Hashita. When you have many different columns and you realize you're not going to make it all the way down if you keep on doing the regular type of writing, which you have to have it end on the bottom of the column in the middle of the last line, so you do a little bit less. You start abridging. You start in the beginning of every line, but don't finish the line. And you focus, and then you calculate that you make sure the last words of the Torah to the eyes of the Jewish people will be in the middle of the line that's on the bottom of the page, the bottom of the column. One should be careful regarding the enlarged letters. There are certain letters that have to be written larger than the rest. And the small letters, some letters have to be written smaller. Some letters have to have dots on them. Or regarding letters that the form has to be different. There's different ways of, one way of interpreting this is that there was a pay that actually had inside, which it folds into the pay, had another fold, like looked like a miniature pay. Of Oasis Akumis, or the bent letters, which you have, like, for example, by the Parsha of Ibn Sayyarin, we have these inverted nuns over there. The way it was copied down by the scribes, one person from the other person going all the way back to the original Sefer Torah. Vizor Batalkin, you should be careful regarding the crowns, and regarding their numbers. Now, yesh ois, because what do you mean numbers? Yesh ois, yesh alav tog echad. There are certain letters that has one crown, which a crown is like a little miniature zayin. Vyesh ois, yesh alav shiva. You have certain letters that have seven crowns. V'chala togin ketzur hazayin hin, and all the crowns are in the form of a zayin. Dakin kechut asayra, very thin, like that of a hair's breadth. Halacha test. Now all these things that we said, were only said for the most ideal mitzvah. But if you change with any one of these institutions, which we said in the perek up until this point, like we said, or you weren't careful regarding the crowns, but you wrote all the letters according to how they're supposed to be written. Or what happened is that you made the lines close, you didn't leave between them the space of a line, or you distance it more than that, or you actually did the line longer than the 30 letters we said it should be, or kids when you made it narrower than that. But as long as you didn't have that the letters were touching You didn't have the letters touching. You're not missing any letters. You didn't add on any letters. And the figure of any one letter is not diminished. And you didn't change regarding what's called an open or a closed parsha, as we're going to explain. As long as that's the basic minimum, then it's going to be a kasha sefer Torah. Halacha Yud, regarding the custom of the scribes, yesh dvar machirim, there are certain other things, shleinimu b'talmud, which were not said in the Talmud, but v'negu b'hem ha'seifim, but the scribes have already made this the custom, v'kabali hibiyad mishmipiyishin, it's a tradition that they have in their hands person from person, going all the way back, v'hem, and they are, shigyu min hashitin shebechol daf adaf, that the number of lines in every single column should be lepoches mishmoyin v'abam, not less than 48, but le'yesal shishim, not more than 60. Moreover, that the space between every single parsha, which parsha doesn't mean the way we call it, parsha this, parsha that, parsha balaischa, there are certain parshias that the Torah was written, but there is different parshias, that the space between the parshias should be kamaitesha oisius, the amount of 9 letters, which is asha, 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 the word asha 3 times, which is 9. Moreover, that it should be, in the beginning of the lines, lamal mashiach hayam, by the Az Yashir, the Shira by the Yamsuf, so it's a song, and the lines on top, the first words should be Haboim, Bayabasha, Hashem, Meis, Bimitzrayim, Chameshitin. These 5 lines, those should be the first words on the lines. Ulamatim Nashira, Chameshitin, and beneath the Shira should be 5 lines. Tchilis Koshit Mehen Kach, and the beginning of those lines should be the words Vatikach, the next line Acharah, the next line Sus, the next line Vayitu, and then Vayivayu. Moreover, now there's another place in Torah called the song, that's in Parashas Hazinu, where the beginning of those lines above the Shiras Hazinu should be Va'ido, Achre, Haderech, Ba'achres, Lachisai, Kahal. Those are Sheshit in 6 lines, those are the first words on those lines. Lumatamen, and beneath the Shir Hazinu are also Chameshit, there are 5 lines. Va'yovoi, Ladabe, Asher, Hazois, Asher, the first words of those lines should be those words. All these words that we said, those are the choicest way of doing this mitzvah. But if you change it, these things would not invalidate the Sefer Torah. Now, however, regarding things that invalidate the writing and the way of fixing the mistakes. But if you wrote a word that's supposed to be full, meaning it's supposed to have a yod or a vav that you could spell it in the full way, and instead you wrote a chasa missing. Oh yeah, chasa, what's missing, you made it mali with an extra vav or yod. Or if you have a word that has a way of how it's pronounced, which is different than how it's written, the chasav kikriyas, and you wrote it the way it's read. Kigoin shakasav, he wrote yishkavena, which is how it's read, but it's not how it's supposed to be written, b'makam yishgalena, which is the word that's supposed to be written in the Torah. Uvatchayim, the word vatchayim, b'mkayim uvapaylam, which again, it's written one way, and it's pronounced a different way, they wrote the way it's pronounced, okay, it's been one of similar types of things. Or he wrote a parsha that's supposed to be open, which we can describe what it is, as stum as closed, or stum or closed, psucha as open. Or he wrote the shira, which is the song in the Torah, that the way the rest of the Sefer Torah is written. Or he wrote a regular parsha in the Torah, the way a song is written, which is written different, the way the lines are, as we'll describe. So if you change these things, Harei Zapasa, that would be an invalidation. Ve'im be'kedusha Sefer Torah kolal, it doesn't have the sanctity of Sefer Torah at all. It's like one of the chamashim that you make for to teach the children, which definitely has a holy thing, but it will not have the halacha of a Sefer Torah for the mitzvah of a Sefer Torah. Halachid beis, Sefer Torah she'ena muga. If you have a Torah scroll that was not edited, it's not fixed, it has a mistake, asa l'shoysa yosa shleshim yom. You're not allowed to hold on to it more than a period of 30 days. Eli, you're talking rather either fix it or you're gone this or hide it away. Sefer Torah sheyesh bo shalosh toyos b'chodav v'daf. A Torah scroll that has 3 mistakes in every single column, you're talking, you can fix it. But if it was already 4, you're gone this has to be hidden away. And the reason for that is because you can't fix it. It'll look like spotted. There's too many mistakes. Now, if most of the Sefer was edited, which was written to, according to the halacha, Vashar, now the rest, the minority that has the mistakes, Yesh ba'arba tu'iz b'chodav. It has 4 mistakes in every single page, which generally you would have to go ahead and bury. But v'nisha f'ladav echad ma'isa asham mishumish. But you have remaining even just 1 page, 1 column from the remaining that has the mistakes. B'loy arba tu'iz without 4 mistakes. Harezi yitokin. So then you can go ahead and fix it with that one kosher, so to speak, page saves all the rest of them. Halachi gimel. When we say this, that if there's 4 mistakes in every single column, you have to hide it, you have to bury it. If you wrote what's supposed to be full, you wrote it missing, where shenimtza toilo isir sheshocha ben ashitas, where it's going to come out that you're going to be suspending the, you're going to have to hang in there because there's no room. You wrote a chaser, it's missing a yud of av. You have to hang it that letter sheshocha ben ashitas between the lines. Kasa b'chaser mali, but if you wrote a word that's supposed to be without a yud of av and you wrote it with a yud of av, other than the yishbuchal dafa dafa commentaries and even in every comment you have many mistakes. Harizim sakin, that's okay, you can fix it. Nishugayid vein teiler. It's very simple. You just scrape out that letter, and you don't have to suspend it, and therefore there's not going to be this. It's not as disgraceful as the other type of case. Halacha Dalet regarding chumashim and sifvarim of Tanakh. So mutalich the Torah, you're allowed to write the Torah kol chumash b'chumash b'fnei asme. Every single chumash, which is a fifth of the Torah by itself, but like we said before, the imam kedusha sefer Torah will not have the sanctity of sefer Torah. So although you're not allowed to write certain parts of it, but you're allowed to write a chumash independently. But you're not allowed to write it like just a part of a chumash as a scroll, just parts of it by itself. Sheba parashis, that you should have parashis. That's forbidden. And in case of Megillah Tinnik Lislava, you're not allowed to write even a scroll for a child just to learn how to learn, let's say, a parasha. That's forbidden. But if your intention is to ultimately complete it and to do one parasha, another parasha, and to make it ultimately into a whole chumash, a whole fifth of the Torah, then it's permitted. However, if you wrote a scroll of only three words on the line, well, then that would be permitted. That would not be considered in this prohibition. You'll have to connect what we call Tanakh to put a Torah with the Nevim and the Ksuvim into one volume. Even though it's not possible that you're not going to have the words of Navi and Ksuvim on top of the words of Torah, it's not concerned because it's all considered as one entity. And you leave between every single chumash four lines. Ubin kol navi navi, between every single sefer of the navi shalosh sheitin three lines. Ubin kol navi navi mishnei masa, and what's called shnei aser, which is the sefer of navi, which is 12 smaller sefarim of navi. Between each one of those, you leave shalosh sheitin three lines. Because shem balach techeitik, if you want to cut and separate it, then you have place to cut. V'sidurim shel navim kachu, and the order of the sefarim of the navim is as follows. You have Yeshua, Shaiftim, Shmuel, Melachim, Yirmiyah, Echezkel, Yeshaya, and Trei Aser. Mesedek Suvim, the order of the writings are Rus, Vesilim, Ve'iev, Mishle, Ve'keles, Ve'sherashirim, Ve'kines, Ve'daniel, Megillah, Ezra, and Ve'dibayam, that of Chronicles. Halacha design, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all the holy writings, in case when Eisim El Besirta, you can only write it with scoring, ruling, meaning making lines into the parchment. Avel Kisav Malanyar, and this is even if you wrote it on a piece of paper. But you're allowed to write just three words if it's just three words without sirtut. But yourself is also, but more than that would be forbidden. This binding, this group of the holy writings that has turned vim ksuvim together, in kedushasa could do kedusha sefer Torah. It does not have the sanctity of sefer Torah, and like a chumash melechamashim, rather has halachic status as like a chumash, which is holy but not led to sefer Torah, because din hayaser kedin hachaser. Making something more than what it's supposed to be is like making that it doesn't have enough what it's supposed to be. So although you have a whole sefer Torah, you just connected Nevi'im Ksuvim with it, that actually diminishes from a sanctity, and therefore would not have the halachic status of a sefer Torah.